You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go. Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist. Throughout the show, of course, I've been saying I don't give a continental about the royal wedding, but I can tell you what Princess Grace was wearing, 60, 70 years ago. I can tell you I remember Princess Diana's dress. I remember Kate Middleton's dress. And I'm probably going to remember Meghan Markle's dress.
Yeah, do you think it'll have a bit of showbiz in it? I think most people are expecting it to have something a little bit sort of way, California, American, whatever. I don't quite know how that translates to a wedding dress. I can't think it'll be a mini, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know. Oh, what is it, 28 and a half hours to go? You can imagine there's sort of wall-to-wall coverage here of, frankly, not very much. People camped out, some very odd people. I mean, I think they've been officially called harmlessly obsessed, but some of them, you think, well, thank God we don't have guns in this country. They're camped out, anyway, by the railings. Security is extremely tight. There's no traffic going in or out of Windsor, apart from the odd sort of bread van or grocery delivery going around the back of the castle, that sort of stuff. I can report that it's impossible to get anywhere near Windsor at the moment. In fact, I was dangerously close to it yesterday. I thought, nah, I'm not going to go in that direction. But the royal souvenirs are something else. It always happens, I guess. You know, you get the jumpers, aprons, bathing suits. If you can picture Prince Harry's face on a bathing suit with his ginger beard, it does look a bit odd. There's obviously cups, condoms, Harry and Meghan condoms, would you believe? And
how's what?
A box of wedding rings cereal, specially produced with Harry and Meghan on the front, is selling one box for £40, nearly 700 rand, just for a box of breakfast cereal, just because it's the royal wedding. Yeah, there are some people definitely going a bit nutty on this.
Indeed, I would say. And of course, the CIA first, they've appointed a female director and someone with a past.
Yeah, we knew it was coming, but I suppose it still takes the vote of the Senate. I mean, that's the way it works. The president chooses, and then the Senate has to approve. And it was quite close in the end, 54 votes to 45. But indeed, Gina Haspel will become the first female director of the CIA. But yeah, a woman with a past, all right. She has spent nearly her entire CIA career undercover, at one stage operating a so-called black site in Thailand, essentially looking after those who are being questioned by the CIA. Interrogated would be another way of looking at it, and indeed tortured. She hasn't said that herself, but there are plenty saying that she was responsible for using techniques like waterboarding in her day. Of course, that's not terribly 21st century, but still, she's carried out that sort of activity. I don't know, is that the kind of person you want? A no-nonsense, she knows how to get the truth kind of person? Or would we rather have somebody a bit more libertarian? Well, it's not our choice, but Donald Trump has made his. And interestingly, John McCain, the Republican senator who's been opposed to Donald Trump before, was opposed to her appointment. John McCain himself was tortured when in a Vietnamese prison.
The name is Bond, Jane Bond. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Tim Mamabolo, who tweeted, why are most, if not all, mottos in Latin? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Mbulungeni Madiba, the Associate Professor at UCT's Multilingualism Education Project.
Most mottos, especially of the universities, you know, are in Latin. And I think the most important thing here to remember is that, Latin, what is Latin? Latin was the language that was used, in the Roman Empire during the Middle Ages. So it was what we now call the lingua franca. It was the language of scholarship. So now, even now, Latin is no longer used now. It's a dead language. But still, people still feel that, you know, to show that you're intellectual, the institution has got all that kind of wisdom, still use Latin. But some of the universities have now moved to use English, as now is the present lingua franca. But Latin is still regarded as a language of scholarship, you know, a language that shows that wisdom.
You are learned, as they say. Congratulations to Tim Mamabolo for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 567 1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.